Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 8:21. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM, with everything that is going on with regard to the hostages. And that obviously is where a lot of our attention lies. But at the same time, there's been a lot of news around Lebanon, the ceasefire there, as well as what is happening in Gaza. Joining us this morning, IDF spokesperson, retired Olivia Rufovich. A very, very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you this morning?
Thank you. Good morning, Howard.
So what is the latest? Let's start in Lebanon, because although this is a very, very important part of what's happening in the war, anytime, of course, the hostages are released, our attention really is focused there.
In Lebanon, as you saw yesterday, there were provocations by Hezbollah to try to entrain and to change the situation. But right now, the ceasefire has been extended until the 18th of February, 2025. So the mechanism to respect the ceasefire and to make that the ceasefire is still underway, right, is working. And the Israeli army is still there until things will be improved, mostly concerning places, sites where Hezbollah tried to continue to act.
Are we able to know what is happening in terms of the international peacekeeping, if this is working, or if at this stage it is still very much Israel being the party that is enforcing the ceasefire?
The ceasefire right now is working. The mechanism in charge of making this ceasefire working is okay. The UN forces with the Lebanese army are actually doing what they have to do. And where it's still not, I would say, enough, the Israeli army is acting mostly in the eastern part of the South Lebanon area, more or less close to Metula, Kiryat Shmona area, if I made it clear. And let's say that we have to be hopeful, but also we have to be very keen that ceasefire will be totally respected by the other side.
Right, right. So that is, on the most part, the ceasefire in Lebanon is working. Have we seen a full return to the north from residents?
We saw a little bit, but until now, when we are now talking together, still many places are empty, and people are waiting for final ceasefire, resolution, that everything will be okay. So there is improvement, but still many places are still without the population.
But we're not seeing the rockets coming in anymore. That seems to have ended with the ceasefire and success there.
Exactly. That's the most important thing right now. No rockets, no terrorist activities in Israeli territory. And even if it's much better than before, we have still to continue to be sure that the ceasefire is working in order to give people the sign, the signal that it will be okay to get back and to live like it was before, but without the threat of Hezbollah.
Right. And that the confidence, I think, is a very, very big part of this process, is giving people the confidence to know that they're safe.
Exactly. Here we talk about the psychological dimension of the situation. People have to trust again the army, the security authorities, and to be sure that from the other side, Hezbollah and the Radwan units, special Hezbollah units, who used to threat the Israeli settlement villages, kibbutzim, will not get back to the border and will be replaced by the Lebanese forces, like it is mentioned in the UN resolution and in the agreement.
During the active part of the war, we were seeing reports of ammunition and supplies coming in from Iran through the airport. We were obviously hearing about them coming in via Syria. Has all of that been effectively curtailed?
Let's say that all the things are now monitored in order to prevent the return of Iranian weapon ammunition back to Hezbollah and to pro-Iranian militias. So there is a big change. I would say that this war has actually changed radically the Iranian axis,
yes,
coming from Tehran through Damascus, then by road to Beirut for Hezbollah. All this issue is now over, but like you just know, in the Middle East, we still have to be very careful, very vigilant, and not to just not to believe that it's okay, but to,
right,
but to make that it's okay.
And just moving now down to Gaza, what is happening there in terms of the ceasefire?
Now, from 7 o'clock in the morning, Israeli time, there is possibilities for Gazan people to get back to the north, according to special roads, and it is because of the fact that the agreement concerning the return of the Israeli hostages has been actually checked again, and during the week, according to what has been agreed on, six hostages will get back to Israel, and in exchange of that, Gazan people will could get back from this morning, from 7 o'clock in the morning, in the northern part of Gaza. So the ceasefire is working.
Right. And and just to remind us, how long is this portion of the ceasefire meant to last?
The first phase is 42 days.
Right.
42 days from the beginning, and it will it should be over the 6th of March. And during this period of time, the 33 hostages, some those three were alive, those who are not, will be brought back to Israel according to the modalities of the agreement. And then during this week, we start the second phase of the ceasefire agreement concerning the return of the other hostages.
Right, and certainly we hold our breaths during that time. IDF spokesperson, reservist Olivia Rafovich, as always, bringing us the latest from the region. It is 8:30. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.